Hi, welcome to Happy Talk. This is Michelle Happy, and today I'm going to be having a conversation with Chris Johnson, the owner of Blue Roots Radio, about trying to find the middle way between being politically active and also spiritually active. So, Chris, how are you?
I'm fine, Michelle, and thanks for having me. I kind of feel like I maybe should count this as a session.
Oh, you can do that, and it's for fun and for free.
There you go. Well, I like it because I don't know. I mean, a lot of people, just about everyone on every blog that I go to, or everyone that I run into on the street, if anything current events crops up, I find several things that happen. Several kinds of situations and problems that arise, and I know that you had an excellent post on the blog back on January 18th that you called the junction of political awareness and mental health. And I thought,
Right,
what a
and I originally posted that on mentalhelp.net. I do a weekly blog for them, and what's so interesting about it is I got very few responses to it, and I think it's because people who go to mentalhelp.net are more interested in the mental health issues and not so much politics. But you approached me after reading it on the Happy Talk part of Blue Roots Radio, because over there we're all very political people, and one of the things that I see is that the people like well the people who are really into the news and politics can become extremely depressed by what's going on.
because the news is so depressing.
It is. I mean, it absolutely is depressing. And then you also have to figure out, okay, the bad news is in. Now, what do I do with it? Do I go hit the streets? Do I become more active by signing petitions? Do I mail, my congress people? And it can get, you can go into a state of sort of hopelessness because it really does seem like, no matter what we think, nothing's going to change
Well,
because
a
the
lot of people find themselves, and me included, you find yourself with you're at the fight or flee point. Do I fight this thing or I just totally run away from it?
Right. And to totally run away from it, a lot of people just say, well, I'm turning off my computer, let's say, because radio, there's not much on the radio or TV really anymore. So I'll just turn everything off and I'm going to go meditate or and then they get focused in on their spirituality and become totally unaware of what's going on. And then, have to take whatever they get and deserve whatever they get because they're not informed. And I'm a real lover of democracy and I believe it's participatory. And so we have to be informed. If we're not, we're gonna, it's possible we could just slip into fascism the way it happened in Germany with a charismatic leader.
There's two kinds of people. There's people who are political and keep up on current events, and there's those that just don't have time. They don't have time to read the news or watch
The
the news
underinformed.
or hear the news. Well,
Right.
because they're working two or three jobs, they're facing dramatic life-altering events like the loss of their job, which means the loss of their home, the loss of any kind of safety net that they had that was related to their job. And they really don't have the time to get involved, but probably at that point want to do something about it, but don't know how to go about it.
Right, and a lot of those people will vote, but they vote, they'll vote along party lines or on an emotional level rather than based on the information. So, those are the what we call the independent voters, the ones who just come out for voting and they go either way, which to me, when I hear somebody say they're moderate and they go either way, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. No,
It doesn't.
I think they're voting emotionally as opposed to critically, yes, or analytically. So that, yeah, whatever the emotion is, and today, in these days, the biggest emotion out there is hate, you know, or the act of hating.
Right. You know. And see, what I'm interested in, I am a very political person, and I'm also really dedicated to my spirituality. So I'm trying to figure out how to titrate all that so that I can be a happy person and not fold into the negative events of what's happening politically, but and to also not be dis or misinformed.
You said titrate. For me, that's a term that I learned in chemistry.
Yes, titrating is controlling your exposure. So when you're titrate, so that means you allow a certain amount of time each day for getting informed, and a certain amount of time each day directed toward your spiritual practice. So
you mentioned earlier that some people are underinformed. What about people, yeah, who are overinformed? Can you have too much information?
It depends on how you use it, you know. And one of the things that really helps in Buddhism is to understand samsara. So, you know, you get the information. If it's too negative, it can cause obsession. And then you become like obsessed with finding out every little thing and what this person thinks and what that person thinks. And you feel yourself losing your own energy and getting very depressed. So that would be too informed, you know. So it's important at that point to understand samsara. And samsara has a dual meaning. It means being on the earth as a human and suffering. And samsara is cyclic. Everything is cyclic and impermanent. So when we look at how particularly discouraging it is right now, because we had all this hope after Bush that Obama would really change things, and he's only changing the things that, you know, 70% of the population want to see changed. It's just understanding that we may even cycle into fascism, but we'll cycle out, right, as well. So it's sort of that larger understanding of, okay, well, you know, suffering is part of the deal.
I have hit that wall several times in, mm-hmm, the past 4 years, 4 or 5 years, and I've seen it happen to people on blogs, not just ours, but any of you go to Fire Dog Lake or Coase or any of them, and people will finally, if you try to absorb all this information, eventually you get to the point where you can't think of any possible solutions to any of it. You can't think of anything personally that you can do about it. And, you know, it makes you sick. It literally makes you ill.
Right, right. And, you know, some people commit suicide over this. Some people go out and shoot people over it. You know, it can get pretty crazy.
Yeah, but you know what you were saying about samsara, that was my relief valve.
Yeah.
You know, and in a way it's kind of almost accepting the things that you cannot change, but at
changing
the same time,
the things you can.
Yeah, don't give up. Make your scope less broad, narrow in on something that you can have some success with or find some comfort in, you know. But particularly on our blog, a lot of days the 80% of the stuff that's posted is negative as far as your mental health goes. It's stories that just lead to hopelessness or, mm-hmm, you know, or, you know, just bad things. And you have to,
which